Masechet Avot, Perek Vav, Mishnah Aleph. This Perek, which we know as Perek Kinyan Torah, the chapter about acquiring Torah, is really not Mishnayot. It's Braitot, other teachings of the Tanaim that were not included in the Mishnah, but were actually here included in the traditional study of Pirkei Avot. It talks about the benefit of studying Torah and how a person should be toiling in it and how he can be successful in that task. It was added to the five chapters of Mishnah Avot because a person who wants to continue his growth, not only in character, but in Limuda Torah, would need everything that these Braitot are going to advise. For many, many hundreds or thousands of years even, this has been studied together with Pirkei Avot, with the Mishnayot of Avot, and Rabbi Amram Gaon. The Sidur of Amram Gaon actually includes the six chapters, including this chapter, on the six Shabbatot between Pesach and Shavuot, one chapter on each Shabbat, preparing a Jew for those weeks in between Pesach and Shavuot for Matan Torah, for the holiday of Shavuot. So it's customary to study this chapter as well. Mishnah says, Shanu Hachamim Bilshon HaMishnah. The rabbis taught the following chapter in the language of the Mishnah, even though Braitot were not always written in the same style, the same language as the Mishnayot. Here they were written in that style in order to make it more accessible to people. Baruch Shem Bahad Bahem U'Mishnatam. Blessed is Hashem who chose the rabbis and their teachings. We're so lucky that we have the Hachamim to guide us on what the truth is, on the proper path a person should go onto in order to acquire the Torah. So we're thankful that we have the Hachamim in order to guide us on that journey. The Rabbi Meir says, he's going to list all the qualities that a person should strive to involve himself with in order to acquire Torah, but Torah Lishma. Kol ha'osek ba'Torah Lishma, zocheh l'dvarim harbeh, says Rabbi Meir. Anybody who occupies himself, who delves into Torah for its own sake, merits many, many things. Those things would include not only the physical possessions in this world, which would be a livelihood, blessings, children, and health, but also other things that we're going to list in the Mishnah that change a person who he is. V'lo od, ela shekol ha'olam kulo kedai hulo. Not only that, but the entire world, the purpose of creation, is worthwhile for his sake. If you're engaged in Torah, lishma, not because you want to avoid punishment, not because you want reward, not because you want people to give you honor, but you're doing it simply because you love Hashem, purely out of love of God, that person is zocheh l'dvarim harbeh, merits a tremendous amount. Nikra re'ah, he's called a friend of Hashem, ahuv, a beloved of Hashem, ohevet ha'makom, ohevet ha'beliot, he loves God and he loves Hashem's creatures. He brings people closer to Torah when he is exuding that authenticity of somebody who is studying Torah, lishma. Other people start to cleave to him and they get influenced by him. He loves Hashem and therefore automatically he loves the creations of Hashem. People even who are bad, people who have bad character, people who are sinners, those people also get influenced by him. They were created by Hashem and therefore he loves them and tries to bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mesameach et ha-makom, mesameach et ha-beliot. He gladdens Hashem, he makes Hashem happy, and he also makes happy the creatures of Hashem. A person who studies Torah Lishma brings beracha to the world. Hashem brings blessing to the world for that type of individual, and therefore the rest of the world is going to be made very happy by all the goodness that Hashem is sending into the world because of this Torah scholar who is studying Torah Lishma. Umalbashto anava vira, and he wears like clothing humility and fear of God. It's second nature to him. A person doesn't always look at what he's wearing and understand it. He puts it on, and that's really what it is. So this person, he exudes, that's the word we're using here, Torah, he exudes yirat shamayim and humility. Umachsharto lihiot tzaddik v'hasid v'yashar v'ne'eman, and the Torah Lishma prepares him to be a righteous person, a pious person, a straight person, and a trustworthy person. All these traits. A tzaddik is somebody who doesn't do things wrong and is very careful with his obligations. A hasid is somebody who goes beyond the basic obligations. A yashar, a straight person, somebody who's looking to compromise. He's not looking to be a tough guy. And the ne'eman is trustworthy. He's honest and reliable. All of these character traits are of course, only acquired through hard work. When he studies Torah Lishma, he prepares himself for, he primes himself to acquire all of those traits. He's not there yet only with learning. He has to do a lot of other work, but it helps him get to a certain point. This person is distanced from sin, and the Torah Lishma brings him near merit. When a person studies Torah, he destroys the Yetzer Hara. He fights the Yetzer Hara, he pushes it away, and it brings him to Zechut. He's going to seek out more opportunities to give, to help, and to do more mitzvot. V'nehenin mimenu etza v'tushia bina u'gvura. People benefit from his advice and his wisdom, from his understanding and his strength. We're talking here about advice. Etza is about worldly matters. Tushia is about the Torah itself. So people are going to look at him not only for Torah matters, but they're going to look at him as a wise person who has a tremendous amount to help with. Also, he has binah. The deep analysis of the Torah that he's going to be able to share with other people will be there for him. And lastly, gevura. He's going to have strength. Somebody who wants to fight the Yetzer Hara, wants to grow in his life and improve, is going to come to this individual for help. Shene emar, li aitzah v'tushia, ani binah, Li Gevura. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, with me, the Torah, there is advice and wisdom, there is understanding, and there is strength. Venotenet lo malchut u'memshala. And it gives him kingship and power. The person who studies Torah in that type of way, he changes his look. He looks like a royal person. He's actually wearing the Keter Torah. He's wearing the crown of Torah. And other people are going to look at him as a leader, and they listen to his decree. So he has a certain amount of power. He also has the power to analyze cases of judgment, cases that are complicated for other people to understand. He'll have the ability to cut right through, to ask the right questions, to analyze appropriately, and to give all relevant advice. The secrets of Torah are revealed to him metaphysically by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'aseh Bereshit and Ma'aseh Merkabah. The secrets of the Torah, the Kabbalistic understanding, is revealed to this type of individual. He's turned into a spring that's always growing stronger and a river that doesn't end. The wisdom that he has never stops, it grows because he's able to understand one thing from another. So if he's learning one subject and he opens another book about another subject, that first subject is also enhanced because he's constantly connecting different pieces. He's teaching Torah to his students and to their students. So he's growing Torah and he's enhancing the Torah in a very beautiful way. He becomes a modest person, a patient person, and he forgives people if they insult him. And it promotes and raises him above all other things. The universe was created for a person to achieve perfection with his knowledge, with his Da'at Hashem, and with his Midot. That's the purpose of the creation. A person, therefore, who is engaging in Torah Lishma is fulfilling the goal of creation. The Torah that he learns is going to change him as an individual. It's going to turn him into somebody who is perfect Midot, and it's also going to make him a Shalem intellectually, somebody who has wisdom and Chokhmah. And therefore, he's described as an individual who's higher above all things.